Some hurricane evacuees along the Gulf Coast are moving out of shelters today, especially those living in school buildings. Those buildings are needed for the start of school, which is a huge step towards normalcy for children. But moving makes some evacuees anxious, as NPR's Howard Berger has discovered in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Hurricane Katrina brought more than 200 strangers together at Orange Grove Elementary School, a squat brick building in Gulfport. Among them is Bill Likens, an installer of custom cabinets and closets.
Most of us lost everything we've ever, but material things can be replaced. And one thing this thing has brought to us is these people in this room right now, we're family. You know, it's not friendship, it's family. And that means a lot. I mean, I've made people, I may never see the people after we leave these shelters again, but they're going to be my family till I take my last breath on earth.
This is a common theme for the 24 people who first arrived. They organized the shelter, rationing food and water. They salvaged water from swimming pools and used it to flush toilets. They rigged makeshift showers, and they comforted each other in the darkness and the heat, without phones or news, safe but anxious. Joe Cruz had just moved here from New Orleans.
I have no place to go. I can't go back to New Orleans because my family home is gone. I can't go back to my home here because there is no home. I was turned away at 4 shelters before these people took me in. I was scared, I was crying, and I'm by myself. There was no place else for me to go.
40 people arrived after rescues. 18 were Hondurans, including Jose Francisco Andina. Joe Cruz interprets.
They arrived here in a helicopter.
Del agua.
They picked them up out of the water in a helicopter.
Pues luego pasamos lo más difícil ahí, cuando estaba lo más peor del huracán.
They said they were in the water at the worst time of the hurricane.
Todos los apartamentos habían volado, o sea, se habían caído.
Their apartment complex has disappeared with the hurricane, and these were the only ones that survived.
The group named their refuge the 5-star shelter because it was a good place to be. And they had leadership from Mike and Kathy Schaefer, recent transplants from Iowa, who finished a Red Cross class on managing shelters 3 days before Katrina arrived.
And they called us Sunday morning and said we were to be here. The shelter was going to open at noon. So we came at 10:30, and we've been here ever since.
The Schaefers were also displaced by the storm.
We have nothing.
Nothing. We have our furniture, we think, in a shed, but no job, no home.
So that's how we related to our people. We knew what they felt, because we felt the same thing. We knew they didn't have anything, and we didn't have anything. So that's how we could love them, brace them.
The storm and the shelter gave these people one of those indelible experiences. A veteran in the group compared it to going through combat together. Today, the experience ends as the school shelter closes. Everyone now moves to a larger building holding hundreds of others. So there are tears and hugs and testimonials, first for the Honduran survivors.
These are the true heroes.
They
cleaned and did everything for us.
These guys didn't have to be asked to do nothing. They did it without being asked.
Yeah. They're our heroes.
Amigos!
There's ice cream and chocolate cake.
Who's going to get the first piece?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And their sobering reflection about lives disrupted, souls brought together, and holding together a special bond. This is hotel clerk Jerry Foster addressing the group.
We're moving to another place. From what I understand, we'll be more or less a group held together in one way, even though we'll be combined with other groups. I hope we can still hold a pact amongst ourselves.
Yes.
I feel like you have my back.
Yes.
Just try not to lose this feeling that you have tonight, okay, tomorrow or the next day when we have to leave.
After we turned off our tape recorder, 63-year-old Louis Buris pulled me aside. He's a veteran dishwasher, and he's so good at it he has an award from Harrah's Casino. Buris looked me straight in the eye and said this: every generation leaves a landmark for the next generation to learn from. This is our landmark. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
And you can hear more of Jose Francisco Andina's story on npr.org.